Okay, it's a Friday morning here at St. Peter's School in Walworth, and something a bit different this week. The entire school has come over to St. Peter's Church, which is our neighbouring church, and obviously the school has very strong and good working relationships with the church. And to explain really why the whole school came to the church this morning, I've been joined by four of my friends from across the school, from years four to year six. So guys, your names please.
Hello, my name's Gilliam.
Hi, my name's Dana.
Hi, my name's Yenny.
Hi, my name's Jacob.
Great, so we have Gilliam, we have Jada, we have Yenny, and we have Jacob. Now I'm going to start with Gilliam. So can you explain to people, please, Gilliam, why has St. Peter's School come to St. Peter's Church this morning?
We are celebrating our festival of Mass, and we're going to give all of the food to the unfortunate people.
Yeah, it is a celebration, and we have been offering some food. Jada, what do we call this particular festival, though? We call it the
Harvest Festival.
Yeah, it's the Harvest Festival. And I know we've all been doing work back in class about the Harvest Festival and why it's so important in our Christian calendar. Yenny, maybe, can you explain? So what is the significance of the Harvest Festival for Christians? What do we celebrate?
We celebrate it because, like, people all over the world, they have no food. So this is a time when we send all this food that we bring into church to other people, and the other people cook a good dinner for the homeless people or people that are poor, so they have like full tummies and they don't go and starve.
Yeah, what a perfect explanation, thank you. So that what the Harvest Festival is, it's very much sharing. We're sharing here at St. Peter's. So all the children have been bringing in food throughout the week, and we're very, very grateful to all the family and friends at home for that. And today, really, in the church, we've been offering this forward, and we've been thanking God and celebrating how fortunate we are. And this food is going to go to Jacob. Perhaps you can explain to people, where are we going to send this food to?
We're going to send it to every place in the world, like Africa, and wherever people are homeless, poor, or haven't got any food.
Yeah, that's the general idea of the Harvest Festival, and we're also going to send a lot of our food to some of the homeless people nearby London Bridge. So maybe, Gilliam, can you explain to people, please, what's been happening at St. Peter's Church this morning? What kind of things have we done as part of our service?
We have done our Harvest Festival already, and now, normally, we go to play.
Yeah, okay. And Jada, could you explain what happened in the service? Some of the events that we did in the service, please.
We've done the Eucharist, and we've done some blessings as well. We sang some Harvest songs, and we sang some hymns as well.
Yeah, and we've got some video footage and also some other recordings that we're going to place on the St. Peter's website, which is stpeterswalworth.co.uk, so you can see more of our wonderful Harvest Festival celebrations there. The music, I think, is worth mentioning, Yenny. So maybe can you explain what kind of music did we have that was quite special today?
We had the piano by Miss Lewis, and then we had brass band, which the teacher was Miss Thompson. So it was a really great brass band, because when we were doing the Holy Communion, they like played really, really loud, and it was good.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's really worth mentioning. So it's the newly formed brass band here at St. Peter's in Walworth, with Miss Thompson as our brass band leader. And this really, for our Harvest Festival, this was their first public performance, and they were quite amazing. I think as soon as they started playing, you could just see everybody in the church, their attention thought, wow, what is this wonderful sound? So we can look forward to many more of those, hopefully, throughout the school year. Okay, so that has been Friday morning here at St. Peter's School in St. Peter's Church with our Harvest Festival. So thank you to Gilliam, to Jada, Yenny, and to Jacob. Okay, well, thank you, children. Bye-bye.
Bye.